They say marijuana grows like a weed, but growing high-quality marijuana takes more than just throwing a seed in the ground. Join us as we speak with the most recognized cannabis horticulturists in the world and take your live grow questions in our Cultivator's Corner.
All right, welcome back, everyone. It is 47 after the hour. We're reaching out to Salem, Oregon to connect with Don Morse, who is a part of the Oregon State Fair that's going on down there. Don, do we got you?
Yes.
Hey, Don, thank
you. How's it going, Russ?
It's going great. It's probably going better for you. How are things at the fair?
It's excellent. We have a huge crowd. Been a small line going into the exhibit all day long, so that's nice. A lot of positive feedback from the fairgoers and the people at the state fair themselves. So I think it's going to be a positive thing for the next 11 days.
Describe the exhibit for our listeners out there. How many plants? How big?
Well, the exhibit is 50 feet long and 10 feet wide, and the grow house is 20 feet long by 10 feet wide. And inside, you'll find 8 of the 9 award-winning plants, the ribbon winners from the Growers' Fair that was held 2 weeks ago. And they're all different sizes. The smallest, I think, is about 3 foot, and the biggest is about almost 6 feet. Yeah, it's as tall as I am. So.
Wow.
People are going. We have gentlemen checking IDs, and people go in one end of the greenhouse and come out the other.
Wow. And these are non-flowering plants?
Correct. They are non-flowering plants. Next year, we believe we'll be able to have flowering plants.
This is amazing. So first, second, and third place winners in sativa, in indica, and in hybrid. And I understand that we've got one of the – do you have one of the growers there with you to talk to?
Yes, he's right nearby here. Let me find him just a second.
We can find more of the results of this Oregon State Growers Fair available on weednews.co. I think I saw them got posted earlier today.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Russ Belville on Cannabis Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Danny Grimm with Uplifted Farms.
Oh, fantastic. So glad to hear from you. And which ribbons did you win in the grow competition?
We won first place Indica, which is our Granddaddy Purple, and first place Sativa, which is our Super Sour Diesel.
Oh, wow. So two first-place ribbons, two out of the three first-place ribbons that are given in the nation's first ever state fair recognizing cannabis horticulture. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels great, man. It feels great to be out here displaying our plants and just being proud of what we do and definitely displaying our plants to just get people familiarized with cannabis and let people know that it's a good thing.
How long have you been a cannabis grower and how did you get involved?
I've been growing cannabis for 12 years. You know, I just started out as a medical patient and using it for my migraines and stuff and just found out that it's a great thing. It's a fun plant and a fun hobby and, you know, just kind of sprouted from there.
Did you get a chance there at the fair to interact with any other farmers, you know, guys that are growing, I don't know, pumpkins or tomatoes or anything like that? Were there any talks like that?
You know, not yet. I've definitely talked to a lot of people coming through here. I haven't got to go over got a chance to go over and check out the other displays. I'm looking forward to that as well. So, yeah, it's definitely a cool thing.
Are there any people there? Have you sensed anybody that's got a problem with it?
No, not at all. No, everybody comes out of this. They walk through the display and check out the plants, and it's just nothing but smiles at the end.
Yeah, that's remarkable. Well, congratulations on your win. And are you a commercial grower? Are you growing in the medical or the recreational industry?
Right now we're operating under OHA medical rules, and we have applied for our OLCC license. We're just waiting for them to get back. And, you know, it's kind of a lengthy process right now because they have so many applications coming in. So we're just kind of waiting our turn and just still operating under OHA. So.
Okay, so you said Granddaddy Purp was one of your winning blue ribbon winners. What's the other one?
Super Sour Diesel. Oh. That would be the sativa.
Ah, yeah. I love Super Sour D. Oh, that's one of my favorites. Oh, all right, so awesome. I'm looking to get some of this Granddaddy Purp or some of this Super Sour D. Where can I find it here in Oregon?
You can find it at Nature's Quest here in Salem. You can find it at Seven Leaf Dispensary here in Salem. and you can find it at Cherry City Compassion. And then we'll be popping into a lot of the other Portland stores as well.
All right. Looking forward to that. So how long does it, do you know how long the display remains up there at the fair?
Yeah, it's going on for, well, till the end of the fair, which is, I think, the 4th or the 5th of September. So it'll be like about 10 days here.
Wow, that's remarkable. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. And if you give me back to Don Morse there, I appreciate the time you've given us.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on one second.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oregon State Fair, first time we've ever had a state fair where there's public viewing of cannabis. Hi, Don. And I was just telling folks, it's non-flowering cannabis that they're taking a look at. But still, this is the first time in the nation's history. How much have you heard from national media on this story?
Oh, my God. Right as we speak, there are people here from Denmark. And German papers, the German media service is here doing an interview right now. A news crew from Denmark. This morning we had a guy in from France. And I've also heard from the BBC again. So there's definitely international interest in this. And it's, the two different people were here from the AP earlier, one doing a video report and the other one doing a radio report. So I expect by tomorrow or Sunday that this will be all over the papers nationwide.
Mm, yeah, this is amazing. And we were speaking with the Blue Ribbon grower earlier. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. What was his name again?
I'm not sure which one you were talking about.
Oh, the Blue Ribbon winner for Indica and Sativa. I'll have to look it up. My apologies. It was all going by so fast I didn't write it down. But we were talking to him, and he said this is going to be a display that's up for what, the next 10 days?
Danny Grimp is the grower, and yes, the fair is up for the next 10 days. It ends on Labor Day, about 8 p.m., I think.
So this is in Salem at the state fairgrounds. Is there any sort of admission or parking fees?
Yes, they're charging for parking, and they do charge, I believe, it's $5 at the door for admission.
Wow. And are people allowed to take pictures with the plants?
Oh, yeah. We've invited people to take as many pictures as they want.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a whole lot of selfies going on right now.
Yep, there sure is.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a fun time, especially this weekend, as people come out and... we've had a lot of people show up asking, well, where do I see the plants? So they've already heard about it somehow. And I think this is going to be one of the bigger attractions at this year's state fair.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, I was asking Danny about this, and I'll ask you, have you seen much, crossover conversation? You know, I'm imagining like an old farmer who's been taking his prized pumpkins to the fair for 30 years, talking to some young buck who's a cannabis farmer, you know, swapping stories. Is any of that going on?
About an hour and a half ago, there was a conversation of that sort going on. More so, we're seeing a lot of people who are older. I would say the baby boomer generation or older, that have never seen cannabis, and they are just dying to take a look.
Yeah.
So I find that, helpful to our mission statement of trying to educate the public and destigmatize the plant. So it'll remain to see if that stays, the course throughout the length of the fair, but we're hopeful.
Among the, I understand there's 8 plants being displayed. Was there a problem with the 9th?
Yeah, apparently the grower lives down very far down south and was not able to make it up today. We're hoping that he comes and drops it off tomorrow.
Okay. So among the 8 that are being displayed, is there a lot of visual distinction that is helping people understand differences between sativa and indica, for example?
Yes, very much so. We've got people, growers are in the greenhouse, and as people come through, they are filled with all kinds of questions. And so we're able to, tell them what the differences are and how they really want to know how the plants were judged, how they ended up to come here. So there's a lot of interest in them.
Yeah, that is. What are some of the standards? Because, these are non-flowering plants, so we're obviously not judging them on their effect. So what were some of the standards?
Well, we're treating this like, you would any other horticultural plant. So they were judged on leaf structure, spatial noting, the overall shape and pruning of the plant, the overall health of the plant, the aroma. Those were the things that Ed Rosenthal and the other judges were looking at, and they scored them on a scale of 1 to 10, and then we tallied everything up, and the winners were chosen.
Wow, and so not too dissimilar from how they judge the prize hog, right?
That's it. It's called open judging, and that's exactly how it was done. We had over 50 entrants this year, and judging from the interest we've already had, we have a lot of growers coming by the booth asking me how I can enter my plant next year.
Well, let's.
So I think next year's fair will be huge.
Yeah, let's get that information out. What sort of contacts or websites do people need to know if they're interested in getting involved in the Oregon State Fair cannabis competition?
Well, the competition will be mid-August next year, and what they should do is periodically check out the OregonCBC.com website. That's Oregon Cannabis Business Council. And we will be posting information as the plans and the dates become more definite. You know, we'll post the plans there. There'll be an online application that they can fill out. We'll be judging the same three, you know, sativa, indica, and hybrid. And all growers are invited to submit one of each type.
Well, that's fantastic. Check out Oregon CBC, like Cannabis Business Council, OregonCBC.com for more information. And Don Morse, longtime activist here in Oregon, we thank you for what you're doing and for giving us this live report from a national breaking news story. We appreciate it, man.
All right. Thank you for having me, Russ. You have a good day.
All right. Good day to you, too. That's all the time we got for hour one, folks. But stay tuned. There's plenty coming up in hour two. We're not done with this yet. And then after hour two, you get Stoner Jesus. Three live hours right here on CannabisRadio.com. In the next hour, we're going to hear from Vivian McPeak at the Seattle Hemp Fest and my look at the compassionate pricing of medical marijuana in California versus the greedy pricing of recreational marijuana in Washington. It's all coming up in hour two, Toker Talk Radio. For everyone here at CannabisRadio.com, I'm Radical Russ, live from beautiful legal Potland, Oregon. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers!
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You're growing, you're giant, you're rolling, you're smoking. You take a seed, you plant.